Hot along with the legend, the Doc Walker, or the Doc. I got Tyler on the way in as I was passing the Capitol Skyline Motel. He said, "Who are you working with?" You know, I said, "Working with," you know. He goes, "Is today with the Doc?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "He said who else?" And I said, "Well, also with the Matt."
The Matt. Okay,
because he's got it down to like three things now. He's like, he knows pretty much Monday and Friday is Matt and the Callers, as he said.
Yeah.
Matt and the Callers. Who's your co-host? Matt and the Callers. Oh, Matt and the Callers.
Yeah,
the Doc.
Tracks.
And then Crazy Old Manel.
He calls him Crazy
Old Manel.
Manel.
Young Manel on the show is Crazy Old Manel.
Crazy Old Manel. I like that. I might start referring to him as that, Crazy Old Manel.
See, he won't take... It's the one nickname or whatever that he won't take offense to because he actually likes my son. He hates all of us.
You realize how
we make his blood boil. Between me, you, Matt, and Athan, we just absolutely... And everyone else that he feels slighted by here in the building.
Yeah.
Which is everyone.
We don't understand.
I mean, he thinks everyone is trying to hold him down.
Yeah, we're beneath him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he hates all of us. 301-230-0980. Let's go back to the phones and get you guys aboard in on the show. Little starts us off hour number three. Sorry about the long waits, guys, but you know, it is what it is. Little, how are you?
What's up, Little?
Hey, Russo. Shout out to Russo. Russo, I'll be doing my pull-ups, man. Hit me as good old Stogie when I'll be listening to you.
Attaboy, staying healthy.
So I know I'll be online.
Getting strong.
Shout out to the legend. Shout out to Ice. Hey, look, here's the key to the game. I don't care rat ass who quarterback. The next man up. That's how I look at it. If the offensive line can continue to do what they're doing, man, like I said, I called out a 40-burger last on the Big Fella show on overtime. Look, offensive line playing with a gorilla on their back. And this kid, this Mariota, he coming in the game with a chip on his back. Next man up. That's how I look at it, Rooster. If we control the line of scrimmage, establish the running game, and maintain the defensive line of scrimmage. If we can maintain their offense, you know, their offensive line, and we stop their running game. The key to it, man, stabs and running. I got faith in Kingsbury mixing it up, man. And I got us winning by double figures, man. You heard it from Little. And guess what? Go Navy. Hey, man, God bless y'all. Stay up, man.
Attaboy, Little. Appreciate
you.
You know, I will say this. Like, does it matter to you that the Bears are a way better defense than Carolina, or is some of that difference mitigated by the fact that, again, Kingsbury system, the ability to run the ball, we presume all three running backs will be healthy, and the fact that Mariota played pretty much the entire game on Sunday, granted against Carolina, and 12 minutes of garbage time essentially against Cleveland. I mean, does it kind of balance out for you, or do you still lean one way or the other?
No, because every game, I mean, even though Carolina's not really good as a team, still the NFL, we didn't go. It's unlike any other sport because even the worst team. Look, we beat the Eagles. We beat Pittsburgh. We beat New England with some of the garbage teams they had here.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need to know. But you're focused on a week-to-week perspective. And, yeah, I'm glad the Bears or a step up because you got to be able to. We had a step up in Baltimore.
Yeah.
It's not like you haven't played anybody.
No.
You just left the Lions' den right down the road
and
you didn't get decapitated.
I mean, people say you haven't beaten anybody.
Yeah.
Not that you haven't played anybody. But if you beat the Chicago Bears, again, and you correctly mentioned
they're
it, the Bears are 4-2 and they're in last place in their division.
They're okay? Where you don't want to be.
Yeah.
But
if you beat the Bears with Mariota, say, okay, I mean, obviously, if Jaden plays, you know.
Whatever.
If you beat the Bears with Mariota, people are going to go, whoa. Like, we thought they were dangerous with Jaden, and because of Jaden, look at where this team. Now, that's a big if. They got a lot of work to do to beat the Bears, who are good on all three phases. They have an excellent place kicker. You remember Richard Hightower, right? Who was Danny Smith's assistant. Yeah. I love Rich. I just saw him at the Hall of Fame game. He's their special teams coordinator. They've got a good, an improving offensive line. Another guy who was here, Chris Morgan. Jennifer King is there. I mean, they've got a bunch of, Montez Sweat, obviously, making his return. They've got a bunch of Washington flavor coming into this game. It was going to be a tough matchup. I truly and honestly feel this way with Jaden. Really tough. I think it becomes tougher with Mariota, but I do feel, the reason why I asked you, Doc, I do feel better. I was just having this conversation with our boss, CK. I do feel better. Like, if this injury would have happened early in the Chicago game, I think Marcus would have not played anywhere near as well as he did on Sunday, if that makes sense. Because he really struggled the first series and a half until he got into a groove. A little bit on that Brian Robinson series, but more on that last series before halftime, where he really got the oil running through the engine. If this would have happened early in the Chicago game, I think it would have been, maybe they still would have won, and maybe he still would have played okay. But I don't think he would have been as good. So now that he's played a fairly significant amount, right, including the 12 minutes against Cleveland, practice for a couple of weeks, probably going to get most or all first-team reps this week, I feel a little bit better about Mariota going against this Bears defense.
The benefit of having a veteran quarterback is that you don't have to worry about him day-to-day. He's got mileage. He's got his odometer is not a zero. He's been through this. That's why he's on the team.
Right.
And this team, what more incentive do you need? Last time you played the Bears, you got slaughtered.
On a Thursday night last
year. You got slaughtered.
Yeah. Now, different quarterback.
It doesn't matter.
But I think a better quarterback.
Yeah, you got slaughtered. Yeah. So, and it's the next game. I really don't want to go through the ups and downs of who you play, because that's when you get in the trap.
Right.
You got to treat every week the same. They just happen to be next.
By the way, Montez Sweat was actually still on the Commanders that game. That's how.
Yeah, they're next.
Yeah.
You get in trouble when you start emphasizing who it is. It doesn't matter. They're next.
All right.
And if they're next, do your job. Stay even. Don't ride them emotional ups and downs. And just kick their ass because they're next.
You know, what you just said there is how every team you want to approach it, right? In years past, didn't matter, Jay, I love Jay.
I do too.
You think I adore Ron.
Oh, I know you do.
In years past, I would have never thought, okay, that's what's going to happen. I'm starting to believe the way this team handled Prosperity week four at Arizona on a short week after being the talk of the town, how they handled that, came home after two impressive road wins, being on the road, could have overlooked Cleveland. Sure, they got off to a little bit of a slow start, eventually slammed on the gas pedal, could have scored 50, scored 35, whatever it was. And then last week, again, could have taken Carolina lightly. Didn't. They didn't let up until midway through the fourth quarter. And even then, Doc, I don't even know if they gave up. They just gave up a touchdown to an NFL offense that was trying to score. And Cliff Kingsbury, he ran four consecutive pass plays midway through the fourth quarter, up 34 to nothing at that point.
He ran his offense. Run your offense.
I mean, team has a certain belief, yes, but also a certain, like, come to work and just destroy people, if we're given the chance.
Yeah, because they're on the schedule.
Yeah. I don't think they'll be given the chance to destroy Chicago.
No. Well, Chicago, to their credit, they realized that they've been all hype. They've been garbage.
Yeah.
And they got sick and tired of it.
Yeah.
To their credit. It comes a point in time you got to go, when they're talking more about your history than the presence, that's not good.
No. No.
When all they talk about is your past, not good.
I wonder what the Caleb Williams factor will be coming, now that he's been on a bender, a heater, I should say, not a bender. Mm-hmm. That's got a negative connotation. A heater, bye week.
Home. Here.
Against a very beatable defense, but a defense that I still contend is way better than some of the raw numbers.
Well, when he cuts this film on.
Yeah.
See, he's not week one defense doesn't matter. This group right now, when he cuts his film on, he'll have the
ego. But he's gone up against some really they started the year Nashville or Tennessee, really good defense.
Oh, they were, and they got away with murder.
And Houston on a Sunday night on the road.
Vicious.
So he's been tested and he hasn't performed very well in those tests. Now, again, that was four games ago.
Yeah.
Right? So now what does he do?
Without a couple of his weapons.
Yeah.
First of all, this kid has been good since I saw him as a freshman here. You don't have to do anything to him. He's built for this. Caleb, that's why he went one.
Mm-hmm.
And why, when he was doubted, I just laughed.
Yeah.
Because you find me a time in his life when he's not been the guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not having a year. This is not a special year. He's had a special life.
Yeah.
He always ends up being that dude. Now, he may not win every game.
Right.
But he's going to make you knock him out to beat him.
All right. Let me ask you a dumb question.
No such thing.
Normally, you do not want quarterbacks to extend plays, break down coverage, roll, buy time, right?
Because they can't.
Usually
they can't.
But normally, right. But normally, you don't want that, the special ones, the Mahomes, Lamar, Josh Allen.
They can.
Okay, they can. Caleb Williams became that at USC, Oklahoma.
He had no other choice.
What have you. So the question becomes is, in this game, against this defense, regardless of who's that quarterback, do you want him doing more of that? And what I mean is he's carving people up now in the pocket.
That's scary.
Okay, do you want him to do more of that running and kind of like playmaking, extension, what have you, hope that he makes a bad decision and a bad mistake?
Of course.
Or do you want him dissecting in the pocket?
No, I want to run him out the pocket.
Okay.
You want to make him as uncomfortable as possible. But then again, you're not going to get to dictate it unless our back end is stepping up to where he can't go where he wanted to go. Now, our edge pressure is improving a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it just depends on, I always like to say, we just need a hero. Our end stepped up. Like, we had heroes.
Yeah. And that was without Dorrance Armstrong.
There you go.
Yeah.
So if I'm just going. But even if we don't, that's why when you start. We did it without him.
Yeah.
Now your team's better.
Yeah.
So he comes back. Now the guy you thought was just a backup might be just as good as he is. That's what good teams do.
Yeah.
You can't tell who's playing.
Yeah.
If I'm relying on that Bob Gibson to win a game, well, he only pitches every 4 or 5 days. No, you want to be as good as you can be every day because you got either you can scheme him up or we got a guy like Stanristill who's just a dog.
Yeah.
And you can tell no matter where he's at, what position he's playing at.
Well, you can see how physical, how chippy he is.
There you go.
Not dirty, chippy.
No, when we won't, we'll take it either or.
Yeah.
But what he's not is some guy running his mouth, not hitting anybody.
Mm-hmm.
See, all the guys talking, wearing bling, and don't hit anybody. I'd like to eliminate all of them. Give me this dude.
Maybe one of them had an interception the other day.
Well, that kid, but he lives off confidence.
Yeah.
He's Mississippi State.
Yeah.
So it's moot.
Maybe that should build, right?
Bet on him now.
Yeah.
Because confidence is a thin line. Well, he got it.
Mm-hmm.
Now leave him out there because he can play. He's a good football. He's a playmaker. What we've got him to do is become a good football player.
That's a good delineation point. All right, let's get a couple more calls in here. Cliff in D.C. What up, Cliffy? How are you?
Rooster.
Yes.
Look, Doc, shout out baby? Big Swaggy.
Cliff, why do you say Rooster like I'm some menace to society?
Because every time I try to say something, you cut me off before I can finish.
Well,
but,
because you don't make the – I mean, I got to keep you on the straight and narrow, Cliff. I mean, I literally say Cliff in D.C., and you're like, Rooster.
But anyway, about Jaden Daniels, if the continuity is going good, don't interrupt it. If we don't need him this week, let him sit. Marcus Mariota should be okay. As long as that continuity is going, as long as that engine is running well, hopefully that defense can continue to play like they played this past Sunday. And hopefully that interception woke up Emmanuel Forbes. Maybe he'll start playing some ball and getting more picks now. And that's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Cliff.
When you go from being inactive to getting the pick, what you think? How you think his week of practice is going to be?
I mean, he should be confident, right? Although I thought he got away with a little something at the top of the route there. Good. And I know Andy Dalton was pretty pissed about it. But
what he did by laying down, tackled himself, that's what confused the hell out of me.
Yeah, on the return?
Yeah, what the hell was that?
I also think he, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, at 170-ish pounds, whatever the hell he is. Probably didn't want to get hit, right?
He's been that his whole life.
Yeah. But he probably doesn't want to get hit, right?
Well, I don't think so. He's I got to talk to Fred about that.
Okay, let's see. Let's get to our guy Double A, Athan in Annapolis, was at the game on Sunday. Double A, how are you, pal?
I'm good, but I got a question for the DOC because I'm in shock. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you really have to leave the game after all that celebration and seeing all your old teammates and everything else? Did you have to leave the game to come back and babysit the victim in charge?
I have to come back to the show. The post game show, I have to do that.
Right, but he's asking, was it more to do the post game show or to babysit?
No. I have to do the show, but I do have to put him to bed.
Right.
You know, and then start the show.
So what was his bedtime with a 4:05 game? His bedtime was 8:00? Oh, 10?
No, we started, it was 9. Oh, it was 9, okay. Yeah. Right. Put him down at 9.
Put him down at 9. It sounds like you're sadly putting down an animal.
I'm just in shock. I'm just in shock because as great as Linnell tells everybody he is, he couldn't hold the fort down so Doc could stay at the stadium and have some cigars.
No. We don't that. I've done that. I've done enough of that. I have an obligation to the rest of the listeners. We got a pretty good group for post game. Yeah, and also, if it ain't rude, it ain't right.
Yeah.
We got people paying. Absolutely. Yeah. They paid for adult entertainment.
You know, if you need help with Linnell, my guy Athan here, he kind of runs the Washington, D.C. chapter of the Greek mob. I mean, we could take him out in a hurry.
No, we leave him
alone. We could sprinkle some feta cheese and some,
now. You know,
and some tzatziki sauce
DC
on him.
News
and
now. So we he takes a nap. Yeah. Then he goes on and then he's a star, TV star.
Uh-huh.
You know,
Athan, do you think we could put Linnell, do you think we could stuff him into a pita pocket?
Oh, we could definitely throw some tzatziki on him and throw him in some pita bread and throw some gyro on top of him. Yeah, and shove him in the oven. Yeah, absolutely.
That sounds too good of a bath for him. Thank you, pal. Appreciate
you.
That's our guy.
Way too big
Double
to be putting into a shell.
I told you earlier last hour, if there's besides the three of us, I mean, because everyone else in the building just ignores him, right? Besides the three of us who genuinely, want to see him succeed and bust his chops.
Him. They don't work with him.
Yeah, Athan, loves. I mean, he lives to bust his onions.
So then tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Athan will be...
He'll be tuned in.
Oh, so he's locked in too. Okay, good.
He'll be tuned in, just like you.
WWE, no question.
Just like you. You both clear out your schedule.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, both
schedule.
All right, we got to take a timeout. Paulie's coming up next, before
Paulie's
we get
on?
To Clinton,
he's
here. Yeah.
Okay.
He's unsuspended. I mean, he was suspended for one day last week because he acted like an idiot. But you know, for the most part, he's been okay. For the most part, the last couple of days, we'll see how he is today. We'll see how cranky he is today. Coming up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Oh, little boy George Culture Club. We used to have a culture club around here. Now we just have a culture, a championship culture.
You have a winning culture.
A winning culture.
You had a criminal culture before. Now you got a winning culture.
Yeah. 301-230-0980. You might be able to squeeze in a call here, but probably not. So I shouldn't probably give out the number, but we do have Paulie on tap here. What up, Paulie?
Hell to the W, man.
Hell to the W, 757.
What's good with you, man?
Hey, man, I'm glad to hear your voice.
Hey, man, I'm glad to hear yours too, man. You know what I mean? You know, the other guy over there had his tighty whities in a bunch last week. So, you know, I guess he was trying to
prove
a point.
You know, I heard you two clowns talking about me immediately when I got into the car on Saturday afternoon. You acted like Doc asked an innocent question, you know, about the rooster or whatever. You know full well who I am. And then you acted like I was persona non grata. So screw you. How about that?
Hey, who is this guy talking, man?
Mm.
Doc, who are you working with today?
Mm-hmm.
This is the rooster.
Okay. I don't know who that dude is, man. I know who the sensitive guy with the tighty whities is. I know who that guy is. I think his name is Russell or something like that. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
But listen, man.
Paul, you are walking towards that imaginary line, man. Just saying.
Oh no, the line is there. Mm-hmm. The line is there. Uh-huh. It ain't imaginary.
Yeah.
It's there, and I stay walking on it. You know what I mean? That's what I do.
All right, just get into it. Just start talking about what you wanted to start. Go ahead.
You the one keep cutting me off.
Well, I mean, you're the one that keeps talking gibberish.
Anyways, man, listen, I'm going to hear some loser talk up here. You know what I mean? If we don't need them, we don't need this game. What are y'all talking about, man? Listen, man, this game got playoff implications, man. We got 10 games left. We got 5 wins. The way I see it, we need to get to 10 wins, right? It's a conference game. You know, they 4-2. That division is loaded over there. You know, so, you know, outside of – we can't predict winning our division right now. So, right now, you take it one step at a time. We're looking at wild card. This wild card implications and tiebreakers and all that. You know, and it's saying that, listen, if Jaden practice, he plays. And I think he's going to play, man. I don't see a little rib strain or cartilage, whatever it is, holding him out during the week. Because I'm going to tell you, so I keep hearing people saying, if he ain't 100%, then I don't want him to play. But listen, let me tell you something, man. None of these dudes is going to be 100% until March, April, May. You know, if you waiting for 100%, then we might as well just chalk it up to next season. You know, all these guys is playing with something. So if that man come out there and strap his helmet on to practice, then which I fully expect to see him do or hear him do, then I see him on the field on Sunday night because I know this dude is a leader, and I know he's going to be out there and be ready for his teammates. And if he don't, then you know what? Everybody got to pick up Mariota. Like, this is a big game for the defense. And I keep saying all year long, that the defense just has to get better and better each week. All right? They're not going to peak. They're not going to peak in one particular week, but as long as they can get better and better each week, you know, at some point in the season, maybe they can put it all together, and then we can be dominant on both sides of the ball. But as far as y'all talking about, I don't want them to play again 100%, like I said, man, none of these players are going to be 100% until this season is over with. So I'm looking forward to see him play. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if he don't play, then everybody got to pick their game up. Not just Mariota, everybody, the O-line, D-line, secondary, receivers, running everybody. So, but, hey, you know what? We home. We 3-0 at home. We getting this home crowd back. Man, you can hear it and feel it through the TV. You know what I mean? That's how exciting it is getting out here. I'm ready. I'm hyped up, and it's Tuesday, man. I ain't even letting the rooster bring me down, man. Let's go. Hail to the W.
All right.
It's about time you said something positive, Paulie.
Hey, every time you talk is negative. That's your problem.
Sorry about your damn luck. Bye. 3:30, Team 980, clean up on aisle 3, straight ahead. I want to get some thoughts in with the DOC about what happened in Pittsburgh the other night. We have not had a chance to discuss that.
Big Tony. He's back.
Yeah. But first, a trending alert. Right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Wizards season, as we mentioned, opens on Thursday night against the defending world champion Boston Celtics, Capital One Arena. You can hear it right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, 6:45 the coverage. Hoffman will be out there at C1A. But the Celtics actually open up defense of their crown tonight at home, 7:30 tip-off against the New York Knicks as the NBA season actually gets underway tonight. Also, the nightcap is LeBron James. And will LeBronny James get into the game against the Minnesota Timberwolves, who certainly look different without Karl Anthony Towns? That game scheduled for 10 o'clock on opening night. Meanwhile, the Commanders with the players with the day off. Of course, we await word on whether Jaden Daniels will practice in any way on Wednesday. Brandon Coleman also in concussion protocol, so something to keep an eye on there. From Detroit, Jameson Williams, young wide receiver who's been oft troubled and oft injured already in his brief NFL career, facing a two-game reported ban for violating the NFL's substance performance-enhancing program. And from baseball, we continue to tune up for the World Series. Game one, not until Friday night. Dodgers and the Yankees at Dodger Stadium. And that's what's trending. All right, the DOC walking back in here. 20 minutes left to go for our time together. Is there any way we could just move Doc to Wednesday and Thursday as well?
No
chance.
You're not going to get the audience pissed at me. Yeah. I know what you're trying to do. Have a mob scene coming after me. Hey, man, that's people. Windbag Wednesdays is like, brother. That's like oatmeal raisin cookies to people. It's like, no, don't get me understand.
I had a couple of good oatmeal raisin cookies the other day. I love oatmeal raisin cookies.
It is one of life's.
I mean, anybody that thinks chocolate chip cookies are better than oatmeal raisin cookies, I got another thing.
Yeah, they just haven't had
the true
greatness.
You know,
I'm going to do something. I have someone very close to me that is a master. And that bakes these incredible oatmeal raisins.
Really?
Yeah. And I get a word into her to see if she can put you up to a little something. Because now that I know you love it,
it'd be wonderful.
It is amazing how she bakes these things. And
you're a big oatmeal raisin guy?
Well, I don't do. I try to avoid.
Well, I try to avoid it too.
Yeah. And if you, some things are so good.
Yeah.
You just got to walk away because. Yeah. It's so good.
I know.
That
I know.
It'll get you.
I know. It's troubling. Trust me. It is troubling.
Is like,
I try and eat as much salad as I can, but salad gets old real quickly.
Oatmeal raisin, man.
Broccoli sucks.
Walnuts.
Yeah. And all that. All right. Let's get back before we do clean up on aisle three. Our guy Rashad has been on hold for a little while, so I wanted to squeeze him in here as the final call. Rashad, thanks for holding. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
All right, Rashad. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, it was a doc. How you doing, man?
What's up, player?
All right, I'm cooling. You know, I'm on cloud nine, like you say. Been a lot of years, man, that we haven't had a successful season. So up until this point, I'm excited about the success that we're having, you know? And each week, we're getting better and better. But I question some things, you know, with some of the sports talk individuals from this town, you know, they it's like they want a perfect game every week, you know, and no team out here has a perfect game. You've been stuck on Jaden Daniels injury. You know, he plays football. He got injured, and I wish the best for him. But I would rather, if this was to happen, that it happened now, while it's still early, so we know who our backup is. When Eckler got injured, it happened early. We knew who his backup was.
Mm-hmm.
And the backups, they come off the bench, and they're hungry. You know what I'm saying? Our team is made up of a lot of young individuals that, you know, they're trying to make a name for themselves. And I'm thankful that we're not getting individuals that have these big names, because then they don't work out. They don't perform. They just get the big check. You know, they washed up, they get the big check, and then, you know, we're back in that same boat that we were in the past.
Well, that's part of building a championship culture too, is identifying as best you can, you know, who's gonna rock the boat over playing time and targets, and who's gonna be Terry McLaurin. You know what I'm saying?
Well, see, that's the thing. You know, with this team that we got, nobody is even when Terry at the beginning, whatever. I was hearing it from so-called Redskins fans. You know, Terry McLaurin needs to do this. He needs to do that. Not at any point in time did he get an attitude. Did he whine and cry like a lot of these other players that want to be traded to another team because he wasn't getting the ball and this, that, and the other? And then it happened for him.
Yep.
And with that, you know, your team works with you. See, it's a lot of in the locker room when it starts being like that. You know, then they break up. They break up the team. You know, here we got 11 personalities, that new personalities that we're dealing with on offense, 11 personalities that we're dealing with on defense, 11 personalities that we're dealing with on special teams. The first week, everybody was critiquing Jaden Daniels. Why are you running 16 times and this, that, and the other, boom, boom, boom? He's not a pocket quarterback. The next week,
yep,
he stayed in the pocket, ran less.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
How are you critiquing an individual? You know, so you know, it's like, if you are a true fan, be a true fan. And please, let's not talk about Jaden's injury tomorrow. We've been talking about that for 2 days.
Well, we're going to keep talking about it because that's the number one story in the NFL. Thanks, Rashawn. I mean, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, what do you think? Tomorrow's going to be no news? I mean, it's going to be huge news whether he's on the field, not on the field. How does he look during the open portion of practice if he's even on the field?
I'm also willing to bet that Linnell will have some opinions.
Yeah. I mean, he's already screaming at me last night about them. Almost had to drive off the road. All right. You know what time?
You mean Mr. Super Six-Pack? You know what Big Tony called
well,
him, right?
Yes, I'm aware. Okay. I'm aware. We did miss the Super Six-Pack last week. We did miss that.
Yeah.
But you know what? I bailed him out.
What
because
about his picks?
Because
not,
we do on well, on Fridays, we do the dueling Super Six.
That's
right?
True.
The most
you
innovative
do it against
creative
spread.
Right. Well, six games against six the spread, games. Six, yeah, game, six games. Six teams ranked, no honorable mentions. Because
right.
You know, he's got the entire NFL
right.
outside of the top six right. in the honorable mention category.
Right.
So we don't do any honorable mention.
Well, I hate that when he you does know. That.
I mean yeah.
when he says he'll go the top two. And
actually,
two
we, I'm sorry.
Teams.
We do an honorable mention. We have
yeah.
the rest of the entire NFL. He
right.
has three teams
yeah.
in his honorable mention.
Yeah.
So it's really a super nine. Either way, let's do cleanup on aisle three. I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. Not last night, if you didn't see it, he made Antoine Winfield Jr. just look absolutely foolish as he took around off around left end, Derrick Henry just torching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Doc, you remember the narrative last week when I said, hey, you know, the Commanders did a pretty decent job against Derrick Henry, all things considered, and Lamar Jackson in terms of the run game and what have you, and everybody told me I was an idiot, I was a fool, everybody that lives in mommy's basement and just looks at analytics and next-gen stat charts and bases their entire opinion based on that. And I said, you know, compared to how other teams have defended him, the Commanders did a damn good job overall. Right around 125 yards, two touchdowns, all that. Last night, 169 yards on 15 attempts, an 11-3 average with the long of 81. Obviously, that helps out the average. But last night, and that was with Lamar Jackson just carving up the Tampa Bay secondary and defense for five passing touchdowns, including
the Todd Bowles defense.
Exactly. Including one to Lamar for 13 yards through the air, right? So, and I said, did you guys watch the Sunday night game against the Bills? Maybe you didn't. Where he ran for 199 yards and virtually untouched. Now you know why I was right and you were all wrong, those of you living in mommy's basement, which you guys should unchain yourself every once in a while, come up, smell some daisies, and you will find out why I was right. Now, Matt sent along this from NFL on CBS on Twitter. Derrick Henry's ranks this season, rushes, first. Rush yards first. Rushing touchdowns first. Yards per rush first. Rushing first downs first. Longest rush first. Scrimmage yards first. Scrimmage TDs first. I would say Derrick Henry's doing a pretty damn good job against everybody, but the Commanders did a pretty decent job against him, and I stand by that. Doc, were you surprised in any way, shape, or form? It didn't sound like it based on an initial response that Mike Tomlin took a 4-2 Steelers team Sunday Night Football in Pittsburgh against the Jets, who were buoyed by the addition of Davante Adams and so on and so forth. And everybody had the Jets, including myself, winning that game, and went with Russell Wilson, who everybody seems to hate, who everybody seems to think is done, who looked awful, I guess, early on, but then got it cranked up 16 of 29, 264, two touchdowns, no interceptions, a 109 quarterback rating, and everything apparently is all good in here we go, Lamb. Were you surprised by that?
No, not surprised, because nothing shocks me with Russell. Russell, I'm not worried about climbing up the hill. I worry about him once he's on the hill.
Meaning staying there.
Yeah, him being successful.
And is that a health thing or is that a production thing?
It's just his head. It's like he's competitive as hell. He can still get the job done. But then once how he handles it, he wants to be like an emperor or whatever. The prince is not good enough.
Like a diva?
It's just something about him. That not only
I think Ciara's ruined him.
I don't know, but all his teammates from all the teams have the same deal. They like him, but there's something going on.
There's
but I
a
think
little
he's
bit
met
of a
the right coach now.
There's a little bit of a fraudulent
Tomlin.
Nature. What
I
have
think
you?
Tomlin slow rolled him. Tomlin slow rolled him the right way. He's a master for him.
Because I wonder if he starts week one. Right? If he's still standing at this point.
No, now the Steelers, he's earning the right to be a Steeler.
Russell Wilson and the Pittsburgh Steelers, who knows what their record will be.
Play.
They're coming here in 2 weeks.
After a bye week. Another team that gets
off
to
of
come
a bye week.
After a bye week to deal with
interesting.
Us.
Interesting. 37-15 whitewashing of the Jets. I know how much you love Jets football and talking about the Jets.
No, they're good for talk radio. They're good for talk. If not in talk radio, I would never mention them.
Aaron Rodgers was picking his nose on the sideline. NBC cameras got him. He was 24-39, 276, a touchdown, two interceptions. One of the interceptions, really not his fault.
I don't blame him. Yeah.
If you are the Jets, right? I mean, you've added Davante Adams. You got Hassan Reddick in the building now. Who knows if he'll play this week? I don't know.
Why
who
not?
Knows how you'll turn your but I mean, if you're the Jets, you're married to Aaron Rodgers, right? Like, you're not thinking of anything to do anything in that regard, right? You just got to deal with it,
he's
right?
He's the only reason he's box office. Yeah. Why would you not want him?
Well, I mean, because he's yelling at the media that we got to stop listening to the, you
he
know, the media
you on
and
TV.
All that.
Okay. He keeps you on TV. He's a cash cow. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He's like the NFL. They don't have to be popular to make money.
No.
They're filthy rich. They drag the dead across the finish line.
That's fair. Coming up this Sunday, they will be in New England against a defense that is certainly helter-skelter, right? It was expected to be a little bit better, but Drake May is playing all right for the New England Patriots. Defense has been, I think, worse, and Jared Mayo's calling out his guys. We'll probably talk about that tomorrow because he basically said on Pat McAfee's show, or after the game, I should say, that his players were soft on defense. And then Bill Belichick weighed in and had some interesting comments. We'll probably play that audio tomorrow. All right, that does it for cleanup on aisle three, except for this. Don't hit the sounder yet, Matt. Doc, you and I are not going to be on the air together until next Tuesday again, right? Because Lionel has secured the rights to Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah. Well, it's by demand.
Game one of the World Series. Mm-hmm. Friday night in Chavez Ravine.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy's going to take down those dirty, stinking Yankees or what?
I don't know. I mean, it's going to be – being in it is a great thing. My childhood, we're in it a lot. They're almost – but they don't win it as much as you like. But they're in it. And it's like the Lakers. A lot of appearances. A lot of championships. But it's going to be pitching. And the Yankees are – it's interesting, man, because the two – the history's great, but who cares about that? Here, right now, It's about pitching. And both teams are kind of thin. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Tonight we could have NBA history. We mentioned the Celtics and the Knicks opening up the season.
Oh, Linnell is really
Lakers
excited about
and
that,
yeah. The Minnesota T-Pups. And Bronny James is expected to play. So when we will get,
let's get it over with.
NBA history, don't know. They're saying it might be early in the game. Who knows? So something to look forward to. Late night
Are
tonight.
Are you really looking forward
no,
to
no,
it?
No,
I'm
not
about
at
to
all.
Say.
I'm looking forward to the Caps and the Flyers.
Me too.
At
yeah,
6:05,
go,
just after 6 o'clock.
Let's go, Caps.
All right, that does it for Cleanup on aisle 3.
Cleanup in aisle 3.
Coming up next, dum-dum of the day,
No. Oh, I keep, see, nope. Every time, I keep thinking you're leading into Linnell's coming on.
Okay. A noted Washington NFL fan has something interesting to say. But what was it about? We will tell you next. All right, in case you missed our great conversation with college football insider Brett McMurphy of the Action Network, he broke down all 12 teams
in good.
His projected rankings, Georgia, Texas among them in a rematch. He's got, you know, thoughts on Virginia Tech and Army, Navy, and all that stuff. Make sure you check out the podcast at the team980.com. Speaking of Georgia and Texas, away we go.
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Did you know, noted Washington NFL fan, I don't know how he feels about the Commander's name, Matthew McConaughey, not happy with his alma mater, which is Texas, who their fans, in a fit of rage, threw bottles and glass and all sorts of debris onto the field on Saturday night because they were upset about a key defensive pass interference call that eventually, because they threw all sorts of debris on the field, was overturned. McConaughey said to students, we got to, quote, clean that kind of BS up and be better and do better. Now, the University of Texas has been hit with a $250,000 fine for the delay in the action. Obviously, they overturned the call. Texas still lost, right? So, didn't really help them. Sure, they got the ball. That's great. But it really didn't help them. And they made an absolute jackassery of themselves on Saturday night. People, I don't care how upset you get. Doc, you know this. You've been on plenty of football fields. It not only is it unsafe, but it's also about as low pond scum as you possibly can be as human beings. Get a hold of yourself. Grow up!
Congratulations. You're Chris's dum-dum of the day.
Yeah, he said it was not cool. It was a bougie move. The call was BS, but we're better than that. Longhorn Nation knows how to show up and show out like no other and still keep our class. Well, apparently not. Texas deserved to lose that game, Doc.
Projectile items, when you've been on the sidelines, you could die from that.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't think that's not a joke. Man.
I agree. And a lot of people think it's a joke and they have every right to do it. You have every right to boo. You have no right to throw
your butt off, but you cannot throw projectiles.
Exactly.
You can under no circumstances.
There you go. Thanks to Matty Ice. Thanks to all the callers. Nice. Thanks to Brett McMurphy of the Action Network. Craig Hoffman coming up next.
24
Doc,
hours,
thank you.
Baby. 24 hours.
I can't wait to
put
an ice
Wednesday.
Pick in my forehead and just end it right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.